Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the XR4 waterproof blowjob machine, sucking, rotating, thrusting, vibrating from X Space Cup. And this is a special day. So I've been reviewing a lot of toys for a fair amount of time. And I don't like to just criticize the toys. I like to give feedback, like, here's what I'd like to see. Here's where I think this could be improved. Hoping somebody listens. And this toy was sent to me as an upgrade of a toy I previously reviewed. I think it was called the Mermaid Bath back then. And this time they listened and they improved some of the things. And it is amazing. I do have some nitpicks, but they're just nitpicks. This is a great toy. All right. So what is going on here? This is an honest to God thrusting, spinning, sucking, vibrating sex toy, spinning robot pussy, whatever you want to call it. It does everything. It does all of it. Now, it is a... Well, let me explain. So it has two things. There is the cap. The toy does not thrust in and out like this. It thrusts within the chamber. So this is a two-stage kind of insert. The cap has a plastic ring, so the ring doesn't get sucked down into the toy, but this is what you press your penis against. And then there is the kind of plastic just cover. All right, and then you can see the insert, or the insert is in a cage, which you can just pull it off. See the connectors there? It connects to these plates, so it allows electricity into the cage, where there are two bullet vibrators built into the cage. So these bullet vibrators are pretty powerful, and they're attached to the cage. So as the toy is spinning and sucking, it's also vibrating. And there's a little tongue. I don't know if you can see that. There's a little tongue at the bottom of the insert. It's like a little silicone tongue thing. So it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. So I've seen toys that have thrusted. I've seen toys that have vibrated. But this one also sucks and thrusts. And it does what... Let me explain the thrusting. It doesn't have variable speeds. It does... Here, I'll spin it manually. It's on a track. So the middle part only goes up and down like this. And so when you adjust the different settings, it adjusts like a pattern. But it doesn't really make it go faster. That's one nitpick. The thrusting could be better. But I mean, when you're talking about a toy that spins, thrusts, sucks, and vibrates, you know, some corners are gonna have to be cut. If you want a toy that like spins and really good torque and everything with all kinds of variable speeds, something else is gonna have to give. So the thrusting could be better. That's one of my nitpicks, I suppose. Let's talk about the features. Well, I mean, you see the buttons right here. So we have the power button. The lips are the suction. We have the... Well, what is that? Is it like a vortex? I think that's the thrusting. And then, what is this? I don't know what this is. Like, there's something... I can't... Some of these buttons are too abstract. I think this is vibration. I don't know what the picture's supposed to be. So we got sucking, vibration, thrusting, and then just the power. So I'll show it to you just without the thing, just so you can see it. And you can see there's a digital display, and it tells you what setting it's on. So we could turn it on suction, and see setting one for suction. But we can go to two and three, and this will like suck it more. And then we can turn on the vibrators. Now this is nitpick number two. There's no number for the vibrators. So the left number is for the suction. The right number is for the thrust pattern. So this is 3-1. This is suction level 1. This is thrust pattern 1. The vibrator doesn't have a number to tell you what pattern it's on. I mean, the fact that it vibrates and all that stuff, that, you know, that's pretty cool. But let me show you the patterns. So here's like regular. And then here's fast. And then starting at 3... It changes directions. So that's when the patterns start. There's like low and high, and then it goes into patterns. And meanwhile, the suction, the vibrations are all going at the same time. All right, that's basically it. Now, this toy is great. Another thing. Okay, hold on. This is the best part. Are you ready for the best part? I've reviewed so many toys like this, and whenever there's what I call like a two-insert toy or a two-stage toy, where instead of a smush toy, where the cap is connected to the insert, there's two inserts. There's the cap insert, and then there's the inner insert. And the problem is, when you have a toy like this, lube and cum can get in between these two inserts. And so I've always said, hey, guys, at the bottom, you have like your mechanisms are exposed, and you can cause cum or lube to get down and break the toy. If you look down here, it's sealed. They actually sealed the lower chamber so you can't get to the mechanism. Instead of seeing a bunch of exposed gears and wires, it's nice and sealed. In fact, this toy supposedly is waterproof. You can clean this in the sink. Usually, like, you clean this in the sink, you clean all these in the sink, but this, you gotta use like a flushable wipe or something to fish out any cum or lube or something, because you'll break the toy if you get water in it. This one's waterproof. Now, I wouldn't like submerge this in water, because it is electronic and you'll probably break it, but you can use this, you know, you can rinse this off in the sink, no problem. I'm very proud of you guys. You finally protected the mechanism with the with actually putting like a layer of plastic here so that the mechanism doesn't get wet. So congratulations. So I'm really impressed with this toy. It's pretty easy to clean. Now the insert, it has the wires. So if you wanted to take the insert out of the cage in order to clean it, it's going to be very difficult because the wires are very short. So you pretty much have to clean this like a cup. Now it is pretty wide. You can just fill it up with water, dump it out, and that's how you clean the insert. It's not the end of the world. It would have been nice, and again, nitpick number three, if the cage could be removed, that there were like snaps on the cage. You know, like this was connected on like a vertical thing and it snapped together. And you can undo the snaps, open up the cage, remove the insert, turn it inside out, clean it, dry it, put it all back together, snap the cage back on, good to go. That's just nitpick number three. All right. I know I'm just nitpicking because this toy is actually really good. And once you clean the insert, it's pretty easy to put back together and you're golden. It uses a USB-C style charger, which I always appreciate because it's the same kind of charger my phone uses. And those cords cost like $10, $15. So not having to have a bunch of bespoke cords for my sex toys is always appreciated. All right, final nitpick. Are you ready? All right, so these types of toys are great for hands-free because you don't have to do this. You don't have to jerk off with like a fleshlight. You can just stick your dick in it and the toy itself does all the work. See, I can just see, like, you just stick your dick in it, the suction, the thrusting, the vibration, it's all done for you. So these sorts of toys are excellent hands-free toys. So here's the problem. There's no hands-free mount. There isn't even like the hole where you could screw in hands-free mount because they put the charge port there. So, I mean, you can put the charge port on top, but like you need to put a hands-free mount screw. It wouldn't even be that much money because what I'm talking about is one of those suction cup deals where you screw it into a toy and you can like mount it to something, because this would make an excellent hands-free toy and there's no way to use it hands-free. And that's a shame. Now, I do, you know, they do make like harnesses and stuff you could attach this to, but it really would have been nice if there was a little screw hole on top and you can screw a hands-free mount to the top of this toy. One last nitpick. Nitpick number, what are we on, 4 or 5? I don't remember which one we're on. One more bonus nitpick. All right. When I come in a toy, while I'm putting my pants back on and cleaning up, I like to rest the toy, you know, facing up. That way, you know, if I leave it on its side, cum and lube are going to drip. And I'm certainly not going to like hold it down like this because it's going to fall right out. So I eventually take the toy to the bathroom to wash it out. But while I'm putting my pants back on, I like to rest the toy, you know, standing up so that the cum and stuff doesn't get everywhere. And the problem is it's rounded. So I can't stand this up because it's rounded. So just make this flat. Add a screw for a hands-free suction cup mount, and that would be perfect. And then if you have a third digit on the display for the vibration, and allow the cage to be removed via snaps so that the inner insert can be cleaned easier. And I guess, I mean, you could make the thrusting a little bit better, because it's a little basic. But that's it. Those are my nitpicks. Otherwise, this is pretty much a perfect toy. There's some room for improvement, but it's like a 9.9 out of 10. And here's the best part. It's less than $100. So this sort of toy, with all these features all together, I would say is probably $150+ toy. We're talking like top shelfed kind of product. This toy normally is $128.99. It's on sale at the X Base Cub website for $98.69. I have a 15% off coupon code on top of that. So you're getting this for well under $100. And this is a great toy for its price. This is extremely feature rich. Like, there are toys that have features like this that cost $200+. But for a sub $100 toy, you're getting a thrusting, spinning, vibrating, sucking pocket pussy toy thing. You know, it's not perfect, but goddamn, it's close. Just a few little things. And the problem is, some of the things I'm requesting might increase the price above $100, which I would be okay with. But if you're okay with like the nitpicks I've mentioned, and you want to save some money, this is already under $100, and it's pretty amazing. It's pretty freaking amazing. I'm very impressed. Now, on the website, it talks about how you could like fill the inner chamber with warm or cold water for whatever sensations you want. I tried that. Like I said, this is like an updated model. I reviewed the previous model before. It was called the Mermaid Bath, and I tried it with like the water. It didn't do anything for me. I don't know. I'm not into having sex with water. I don't know. It's not my jam. If you're into like slime girl waifus, and you always wanted to have sex with like a jar of hair gel, and you wanted to get that going, then have at it, my dude. But as far as this toy is concerned, for the price, it's pretty awesome. If you're not into suction, like some people don't like when you combine suction with other things, because the suction can be a little bit painful, a little bit kinky, and maybe you're not into that. But you can turn all that off. Like, you can... Here, I'll show you. All right, so I'll turn on the vibration. So the vibration works all by itself. The thrusting works all by itself. You can turn on and off. If you don't like the suction, you don't have to use the suction. You could leave the suction off. And then you could turn each feature off one at a time and use whatever features you want. Like, if you want to use the suction, you can turn the suction on. The only other thing I noticed was when I was using the toy with all the features at full blast, I was noticing that the thrusting slowed down when the suction got intense. And I think what was happening was it was sucking my dick into the insert and causing not necessarily a jam, but it was slowing down the insert. So the suction will like suck you in, and then the insert might slow down when the suction is at its peak, because you're not quite jamming it, but you're being sucked into it. It was a little distracting. It was a little distracting, but it felt great. And so anyway, I don't have anything else to say. This is a great toy, especially for the price. Sub $100 is really, really good. So if you're in the market for a sucking, vibrating, thrusting, what's the other thing it does? Sucking, vibrating, thrusting, spinning. Yep, it spins, it vibrates, it thrusts, it does it all. It does it all. I can't even like keep track of all the features this thing does. And it does it all at the same time. It's not like, you know, you have like a sex doll butt that has like a vagina and a butt. But you can't have sex with a vagina and the butt at the same time. You can't experience all the features at the same time. This, you can experience all the features. It thrusts, it spins, it sucks, it vibrates all at the same time. It's pretty amazing. It's easy to clean. There you go. I don't have anything to say. So, you should get this toy, and I have a 15% off coupon code, and you should use it. You can check out the X Space Cup website and check out their other toys, but this is a really good toy. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, X Space Cup, for sending me this toy. This is Turtflingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.